now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
The magic of broadcasting, the power of music bringing us together across vast distances. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, over a century of music and historical appreciation. This is episode number 149, CruisinTheDecades.com. And on today's show, remembering Sly Stone. Plus, we'll warm it up with Blind Willie McTell. Laura Nero saves the country. And a Boston band's early demo from 1977, just before they got famous. And RHCP goes to Africa. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and we'll begin in the 1910s with a pretty fascinating song. A lot of these early songs from the 1910s and 20s had bird chirp sounds. And as I understand it, that was just very popular in the dawn of recorded music, chirping sounds. And this one, to my knowledge, it is a human voice imitating a bird chirp and not actually a recording of actual birds. But this is a fun little number. Billy Murray, very popular singer of the day, better than a century ago. Billy Murray and Joe Belmont. This is called An Afternoon in June on Cruisin' the Decades. This is from 1914.
While strolling out one afternoon in June, birds were singing everywhere. I met the curly-headed little coot with legs and a brown feet bare. He whistled to a bird and then he listened to the whippoorwill's refrain. And the music that I heard from the little boy and bird, I would like to hear again. Woodland, vale, and hill. The wild birds answered when they heard the tune with warbling chirps and trills. The buds are growing, Catbird came to listen with friends from o'er the plain. For the sea god melody pleased the birds the same as me, singing sweetly this refrain.
Hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition.
Decades, 100 years of music as we roll forward into 1929. That was the Mills Merrymakers, the vocal from Scrappy Lambert. That is called Honey. What a catchy little number. It'll get stuck in your head all day. Also notable in that group, a very young clarinetist by the name of Benny Goodman. Cruisin' the Decades is one song per decade and 100 years of music history. We do it chronologically, and now we're going to move forward to 1933. The Piedmont Area Blues of Blind Willie McTell, famous for his syncopated finger-picking guitar style and using a 12-string guitar and slide guitar, and a huge influence on folk and country and blues and rock music that would come later. Bob Dylan is a huge fan and was greatly influenced by Blind Willie McTell. This is from 1933. This is called Warm It Up to Me on Cruisin' the Decades.
Take a little trip on a mighty top. Show these southern women how to Eagle Rock. You got to warm it up, damn it. You got to warm it up, damn it. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Said you like the banner, told the kin up south. Get another man, I got another gal. You got to warm it up, damn it. Warm it up, damn it. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Now if you don't believe I can warm you right, take me to your house and let me stay all night. You got to warm it up, damn it. You got to warm it up, damn it. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. When you see my mama standing in the door, papa wound up, then mama won't go. You got to warm it up, damn it now. You got to warm it up, damn it. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Oh, play that thing now, boy. I know it's good to you. Don't let these women leave your heart in pain. You got to warm it up, damn it. You got to warm it up, damn it now. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Now look here, boy, don't get rough. These here women that really know the stuff. You got to warm it up, damn it. You got to warm it up, damn it now. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. When you're strutting a Cadillac, so in a fold, you do love strutting on the running board. You got to warm it up, damn it. You got to warm it up, damn it. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Don't be no rat and don't be no fool. Don't let these here women break your rule. You got to warm it up, damn it, yeah. You got to warm it up, damn it. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Play it, boy. I know it's good to you, cause done got good to me. Now look here, boy, if you're gonna be my friend, let's go drink moonshine again. You got to warm it up, Johnny. You got to warm it up, Johnny, now. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Now take it easy, late at night. What easy of women, they gonna treat you right. You got to warm it up, Johnny. You got to warm it up, Johnny, now.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. Thank you. tomorrow with a broken heart you talk to cry. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music and an early number one. He had a big string of number ones in 1948. That's Eddie Arnold, Bouquet of Roses. As we move now into the 1950s, an R&B number from a different Eddie. This is Eddie Banks with The Five Dreamers, kind of an obscure 1956 R&B romper. This was written by Titus Turner, released on a small label called Josie Records, and I just came across this song a few months ago, and as someone who has to keep an eye on glucose, it really relates to me. I know a lot of people are in that same boat. This is Sugar Diabetes from 1956. This is Eddie Banks with The Five Dreamers.
I get sugar diabetes. I get sugar diabetes. I got too much love and one sweet kiss. Sugar diabetes is on my list. Last night when sweet baby kissed me, I started talking all out of my head. Well, everything looked like a candle land. My eyes start flaming red. I get sugar diabetes. I get sugar diabetes. I got too much sweetness from one sweet kiss. Sugar diabetes is on my list. Just stick your finger in my coffee. Well, your teardrops are sweet in the tree. Well, if you just give yourself a running start, run smack dab into me. I get sugar diabetes. I get sugar diabetes. I got too much sweetness from one little kiss. Sugar diabetes is on my list. Time I see my baby passing by, my arm shot candy and my sweet tooth cry. You know I love you, baby, cause you were meant for me. You got more sugar in one kiss than a Baby Ruth factory. I get sugar diabetes. I get sugar diabetes. I got too much sweetness from one little kiss. Sugar diabetes is on my list. I get sugar diabetes. Sugar diabetes. I get sugar diabetes. Well, sweetness. Sugar diabetes. Sugar diabetes.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Just kidding.
In 1968, a real powerful number by Laura Nyro, a song I discovered a number of years back when I saw Billy Bragg in concert, and he did a cover of that song. Well, Billy Bragg's name is going to come up again in the 90s later on today's show, Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage. Remembering Sly Stone, who has passed away recently at age 82. He had a number of health issues for many years. Sly and the Family Stone were unlike any other band, pioneers in funk, soul, and jazz in the 60s and 70s, and such a fascinating artist. Let us remember perhaps his biggest hit and best known moment, Everyday People.
Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
So near, I kinda lose my mind.
from 1977, the original demo version, rare recording of Just What I Needed. That was the original demo, unsigned band version that they put together. And the story goes that frequent airplay on the legendary rock station WBCN in Boston helped get them signed and really broke them big within the next year. Again, the power of radio and radio exposure for a new band. Well, some years ago, Rhino Records came out with a double disc version of that first Cars album. And it has nearly the entire album in sequence in the original demo version and some songs that never made the album and some live material. I love B-sides and unusual stuff like that. The Cars on Cruise in the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, coming to you from our home base, the Summit FM, local, independent, all music public radio in Akron and Canton and Youngstown and Athens, Ohio. That's where this show originates, at public radio, the Summit FM. Now we blast it out worldwide on shortwave, on U.S. military armed forces network, and on stations on five continents around the world. CruisingTheDecades.com. Moving into the 1980s, interestingly, this song and this album from UK sensation Howard Jones did better in America than it did in the UK and Europe. And this wasn't a big, big hit. I mean, this didn't even make top 10 in the U.S., but it was actually not well received in his native U.K. But it's a song that I grew up loving and listening to frequently. This is Everlasting Love, Howard Jones, 1989, on Cruisin' the Decades.
global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Suzanne Vega remix of Tom's Diner. The song was originally an a cappella voice-only song, and this DJ group, DNA, turned it into an international hit in the early 90s. There was even an album called Tom's Album that compiled a dozen different versions of that song in many languages from all over the world, including this next funny, odd piece of music by a live duo credited as Bingo Handjob. Well, this is actually REM live acoustic with Billy Bragg from a concert in London in 1991. This is Tom's question mark.
I am sitting in the cafe and the man behind the counter lifts his coffee to his lips and he pours me... And he pours me Coca-Cola, and the woman at the window bends down and she touches her shoe and she thinks that I am looking at her, but I see the train. And I got there at 11 to try to buy a ticket, but the people were all queued up all around the block and they were smelling funny because they skipped breakfast and they couldn't stand it, but their coffee wasn't cold, and they stood there and they got in.
Baggy trousers. Baggy trousers. Baggy trousers.
Baggy trousers. The man behind the counter lifts his coffee to try and toast me. And he thinks that I am a dope-faced boy. But I've got a ticket and I'm going to sell it to him as the scalper would on the street. I got about 120 pounds for it, and that equals $240 if you were in the United States of America, which is the politically correct way to say America.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
About what
what was good.
In 2007, that duo came out with a real nice rocker right there. That group is Carbon Silicon, and that is The News. Does the voice sound familiar? Well, that's Mick Jones of The Clash and Big Audio Dynamite, as well as Tony James of Generation X and Sig Sig Sputnik and many other British projects through the years. They did a few albums under that name, Carbon Silicon, The News. That was 2007. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. Rhythms del Mundo is a charity project of global musicians that do reworkings of alternative songs and pretty well-known major acts. They had some that did kind of a Cuban or Latin style, and all of these were charity projects for natural disasters and climate change. In 2012, Rhythms del Mundo Africa came out featuring the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Get ready for the Africa mix of Under the Bridge on Cruising the Decades, 2012.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the windy. I never worry, now that is a lie.
Metamfa sola duko ni karine.
Mix, 2012 release by Rhythms del Mundo Africa with Red Hot Chili Peppers, Cruising the Decades. That'll bring us up to the 2020s, and a recent release by a British music collective called Everything Is Recorded. This song is so powerful. There's just something magic in the vocal, and this song, Never Felt Better, featuring Sampa and Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. Everything Is Recorded is a musical project led by British record producer, musician, writer, and label executive Richard Russell. This is called Never Felt Better on Cruisin' the Decades 2025.
Feeling hard, feelings like the pressure. Stay inside, pay for my protection. Location, time, frequency, reception. See how I projected your affection. Yeah, I never felt better. I was in so much pain. Never felt better. I thought I was in such a bad place. Never felt better. I thought I was in so much pain. I never felt better. I thought I had my guard up as prevention. Got hit, so I guess that was invention. I'm laid out seeing butterflies, ascension. I put my guard up back again, convention.
Never felt better.
Richard Russell and Everything Is Recorded, featuring Florence Welch and Sampa. That is Never Felt Better. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. Find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Today, we're talking to Jody Bechtold, CEO of the Better Institute, a globally recognized expert in gambling addiction and a published author. Jody, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello to everyone.
Yeah, so I guess we can start off. How'd you get to where you are today working with gambling addiction?
Yeah, no.